We've been on the Sermon on the Mount. Today we're finishing up the entire series, 31 different lessons on the Sermon on the Mount that we've done. And the thrust of as we've seen of the Sermon on the Mount is living in the kingdom. It's not talking about a kingdom to come. It's living in the kingdom now. It's doing what is necessary to live an abundant life now. And Jesus has invited us to ascend into His kingdom. And living in the kingdom is not the easiest thing you'll ever do. There are some labor. There's an ascension. There's a climbing that we do as we ascend into this heavenly kingdom, the supernatural kingdom. And today's lesson is the last illustration that the Lord gives us, and we're calling it the rock in the storms. The rock in the storms. Jesus wants us to come into the kingdom, but He's letting us know that there are going to be storms of life. And if we really want to be successful in life, we've got to know that, but we've also got to build our house on that rock. Okay? So if you got your Bibles, look with me, please, at Matthew chapter 7, and verse 24. I want to pray for us. Father, we thank You. I thank You for this wonderful time and these beautiful people that love You, that could be doing anything they wanted to today, but Lord, they wanted to come to church, and they wanted to praise and worship You and be taught Your Word. So Father, I ask You now in Jesus' name that You'll bless them, that You'll make this time, as we look into Your Word, very beneficial for them. And that, Lord, we'll see that we've got to be bolted to You. And Lord, I ask You to help us to see this in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. I want to tell you that the Lord has a great plan for your life. He has something special for you to do. You're not average. You're not called to be average. You weren't created to be average. You're created to be supernatural. He has a great plan for your life, and he has a thing laid out for you, and it's not just a plan, but it's a destiny. And He has something that He wants you to do, and He has something laid out for you to do. Now, we've been through the Sermon on the Mount, and this is the 31st message that we've done on it, and it's been a long, kind of a drawn-out thing over the last several months, but I don't know if we've quite grasped the importance of what we've done. What we've done in the Sermon on the Mount is we've come to the place and we've looked at all of these scriptures and every verse and every passage we've looked at. And what we've done is we've seen how we're to live our lives. What we've done is we've seen how to make certain that our lives will stand upright and be powerful, and that can reach into the heavenlies and create and do things well. It's an abundant life. It's a life that's blessed. Or if we don't apply the things that we've been taught and learned through the Sermon on the Mount, we'll start tilting. Our lives will be out of balance. Our lives will be off-center. And our lives will tilt. And if the worst case scenario, the life can even crash and burn if we don't do what Jesus said to do. But He's got a plan for us, and He's trying to tell us, here's how you're going to be successful. Here's how your life is going to be the absolute best that it can be. And He says, you got to be bolted to Me. You got to build your life on Me. You have got to include My sayings into your life. You have got to make certain that your life is built and constructed upon Me and upon My sayings. So, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 says this, therefore everyone, would you say everyone? Everyone who hears these words of Mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man. Would you say wise man? Wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone, would you say everyone? Everyone who hears these words of Mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat on against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Now, I want you to see here that the promise is to everyone. It's to everyone. This lesson, this Sermon on the Mount, the things that Jesus has taught in this greatest sermon ever taught, will affect everyone one way or the other. It will affect you that you will have an upright life, a life that stands straight up, or you'll have a life that will crumble. If by not doing what He's taught us to do in this thing, our lives will fall. But the promise is, and what I want to emphasize is, the promise is that if we will build our lives on the sayings of Jesus that He's taught us in the Sermon on the Mount, if we will build our lives on that, no storm from hell can take you out. Nothing can knock you down. You go through everything with life, with a smile on your face. You understand how life works, and everything is successful. And He's looking for wise people. I want us to understand. He's looking for wise people. You see, wise people know what to do in a storm. Wise people know that when the storms come, there's sometimes, you know, things you've got to shore up. There's sometimes, you know, you got to put boards on the windows and you got to get prepared for the storm. There's a difference, though, is there not, between wisdom and education? Is there not? See, I'm not talking about education. I'm talking about wisdom. There were these four people on an airplane. And the airplane was having engine trouble, and it was going down. And to make matters worse, there was four people, but there was only three parachutes. So, we have a problem. So the first guy says, I am the world's greatest doctor. And thousands of people are depending upon me to live. So he grabs a parachute, and he jumps out of the plane. Well, second guy gets up, and he says, I am the world's wisest man. I've been through all the major learning institutes. He says, I've got 7 doctorate degrees. And he grabs a parachute, and he jumps out. He says, the world is just waiting on my wisdom. And he jumps out. Well, the third guy is the Pope. And the fourth guy is this young kid. The Pope looks at the young child, and he says, son, I've lived a long, full life. I want you to take the last parachute and jump. He says, do something good for the world. The boy says, well, there's still 2 parachutes left. He says, how's that? He said, well, the world's wisest man just took my backpack and jumped out of the plane. You see, a lot of times we jump into life with the wrong thing. A lot of times we're jumping out into life thinking that we've got the correct things to use through life, the correct tools that'll give us a good, safe, easy landing, when in actuality we're going to crash and we're going to burn. And if we don't understand what Jesus is trying to tell us here, we're going to jump into life. Your children are going to jump into life. They're going to hit hard. They're going to crash. You'll crash. We'll crash if we don't understand what Jesus is trying to say to us here. You see, there is wisdom in what He's saying. And wisdom is not education. Wisdom is taking the things that Jesus has told us in the Sermon on the Mount and making them applicable into the foundations of our life, the very depths of our lives. It's not being smart with brain smart and school smart. It's having wisdom that's taking the things that Jesus taught us in this mighty Sermon on the Mount and making them applicable and foundational into our very lives. Now, I want to make sure we get this every one thing. I've already mentioned it a couple of times, but seems to me like the main thing that the Lord wants us to understand is that it belongs to everyone. Let's read this again. In Matthew 7:24, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. See, storms come upon. See if we get it. Storms come upon everyone. Every believer experiences storms. Everyone. The difference of the house that stands and the house that falls is not that you believe in Jesus. The difference of the house that stands and the house that falls is taking the things that Jesus has taught us and working them into the foundations of our lives. Storms come on everyone, believers or unbelievers. Storms come on everyone, young people or old people. Storms come upon everyone, rich people or poor people. You see, storms come upon everyone. And it's the identical storms. I want you to hear me. You know, there's no storm that's going to come on your life that's not going to come on my life. There's no storm that's going to come on my life that's not going to come on your life. Storms come on everyone. Storms are not gender specific. Storms are not race specific. Storms, there are no safe zone for storms. Storms come on everyone. Every one of us are going to have storms. I want you to see this in Matthew 7:25. Look at this. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. And then verse 27 says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Now leave that up there just a second, please. Are those storms identical? The storm that came on the house that didn't fall, is it the same storm that came on the house that did? Because the storms aren't specific. They have no favorites. There are no safe zones for storms. Storms come upon every life. There is no storm that I'm going to experience that you're not going to experience. There's no storm that you're going to experience that I'm not going to experience. Storms are identical. We all face the same storms. And the difference of a house or a life that stands and a house or a life that falls is what it was built upon. What's in the foundation of that house. You see, that's what makes the big difference. That's what makes the big difference. And storms of life neither justify nor condemn. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, a lot of times we'll see people going through tough times and we'll say something like, well, you know, if they were closer to God, that wouldn't be happening to them. It's not true. You see, the storms are coming upon everyone. And just because you're going through it doesn't mean you're not having a relationship with God. It just means you're experiencing a storm. And because I'm experiencing a storm, it's not, you can't judge me because of that. And if you do, look out, because that storm is coming upon you one day. You see, storms aren't specific. They have no favorites. There are no safe zones for storms. Storms come upon everyone. No storm-free zones. You know, Joseph went through a lot of storms. Remember Joseph in the Bible? Joseph, he went through the storm with his family, you know. His brothers, his half-brothers didn't like him. They picked on him. Threw him in a pit because he had dreams. Because Joseph wanted to do something different. Because Joseph wanted a life that was superior. He wasn't going to be average. He wasn't going to settle for average. He was going to do something great with his life. Because he had dreams, they threw him in a pit. That wasn't a good time for his life. That was a storm. And so what happened after that is he came out of the pit and he went to Potiphar's house. You remember the story. But then there was another storm. And I want us to understand, there's always another storm coming. They're not specific, and they're on everyone. And he had another storm coming, and Potiphar's wife lied about him, and he got locked up and put in prison. Now, that was another bad storm. He didn't do what he was accused of doing, but yet he still went to prison, and that was a bad storm too. But see, storms never stopped Joseph. Because Joseph knew that God had called him to do something special. That Joseph wasn't average. That Joseph had a life that was going to accomplish something. And I want to tell you that. I want you to know, you're not here just to breathe air. You're here to do something and accomplish something. You're here to come into the kingdom of heaven. You're here to reach lives. You're here to change things. You're here, you have a destiny. God has a great plan for you. He has a hope and a future for you. See, it's going to be good if we don't let storms take us out. If we know how to be ready for the storms. And we understand that just because I'm going through a storm doesn't mean God doesn't love me. I'm just going through a storm. And just because you're going through a storm doesn't mean God doesn't love you. You're going through a storm. You know, and I see people do this. I see people that are going through storms and they say, well, if God really loved me, He wouldn't have let my life get messed up like this. No, 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 no. You see, Jesus is doing everything He can tell you to do. He's telling you right now, here's how you overcome every storm. And you've got to build your life upon the foundations of what I'm saying to you. You've got to allow these to come into your life. You know, see, I want us to, it's everyone. You're not going through a storm that no one else has not gone through. You're not experiencing anything. The difference is that someone's life wasn't built on the rock. And if it messed your life up, then what you need to do is look at that foundation. What's missing in your foundation? I hear people say, well, you know, if there is a God, why did He let that happen? No, 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 no. God didn't send the storm. Storms are just coming. You see, storms come on everyone. And what He's trying to help you and me do and understand today, and anybody that will hear the message of the kingdom of heaven and the message of the Sermon on the Mount, is saying, here's what you've got to do. You got to build your house, build your life upon my sayings, because storms are coming upon everyone. Everyone. It's not that God did something or struck something or did something or caused a wreck or nothing like that. The storms are coming. And it's upon what we've built our life upon. And then we want to blame people, you know. Well, my life's a mess because I had screwy parents. You know, or my life's a mess because the preacher let me down. Or my boss didn't like me. Or because my wife ran off with my best friend and I sure do miss him. You know, we're going to blame somebody. No, 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 no. It's no one's fault. No one's fault. The thing is that someone didn't build their life on the foundation of Jesus Christ, upon His sayings. You see, that's the problem. It wasn't that there was a storm. Storms are coming. They come on you. They come on me. There's no storm that's going to come on you that's not going to come on me. The storms are coming. And what Jesus is trying to say here is, I want you to have a life that's successful. I want you to have the best life you can have. I want you to have an upright life, a life that can take any storm that you may experience. And if we can't blame God and we can't blame people, then it must be the devil's fault, right? You know, if you can't blame anybody else, then blame the devil. Rebuke the devil, right? That's got to be the problem. No, it's not the devil's fault. The storms are coming upon everybody. The devil didn't send the storm. The devil gets more praise for things that he never had anything to do with in anybody that I know. You know, we want to rebuke the devil for this. We haven't built our house on the sayings of Jesus. See, the devil can't take you out. You need to hear me say that. The devil can't take you out if you build your house on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Can't happen. It's not the devil's fault. Stop giving him praise for something. He'll use it. He'll try to use it to get you away from God. He'll try to use it to draw you from God, to get out of church. He'll try to get you mad at the preacher or the deacons, or if you have them. We don't know. He'll try to use it. But listen, it's not his fault. But God's going to use it for good. Because my Bible says that God takes everything, all things, and works it all together for my good. That's what he did with Joseph, was it not? He took it for Joseph, and he made Joseph get closer to his dreams because of the storms. See, we cannot have a victorious, upright life if we want to build on anything. If we want to build on this theory or that theory, we can't expect to have a strong, upright life that will stand any storm. The Leaning Tower of Pisa tells us that, you see. Leaning Tower of Pisa was created, and it took over 100 years to build it. It was 8 stories tall, 185 feet tall. And early on in the construction of that bell tower, and that's what it is a bell tower next to the cathedral in Pisa. And what happened early on is they began to see that this thing was leaning. this tower began leaning. And so they learned early that the foundation was not deep enough, and the soil was poor. And this tower began leaning. And so they began trying to do things to make it look right. You know, they began building some of the upper levels so that the tower would look straight at the top. But nothing they did ever accomplished anything, and it kept leaning. And today it's 18 feet off center. It's leaning. And experts say that one day a storm is going to come along and take it out. One day that tower is going to collapse, and a storm is going to hit it. You see, we're like that. Yet right now, early on, you're trying to develop a foundation in your children. Right now, early on, you're trying to develop a foundation that your children can build their lives upon, where their lives will be upright and not leaning, not off center. Right now, you're starting to work those things into their life so that they can build. Young people, hear me. Right now, you're laying the foundation for the rest of your life. Decisions that you're making right now are going to be determining where you're at just a few years down the road. Listen, let me hear. You got to understand. Jesus says if you want to have a life that's upright, if you want to have a life that stands straight and it's not off center and that's going to take a beating of any storm that comes your way, if you want to have a life like that, then you got to put my foundation down, my sayings. You got to build it upon what I tell you to build it on. See, we got to have a life. Jesus has plans for us. He has a hope and a future for us. And what we've got to do is look at the foundation. How are we in our foundational level? You know, people with off-centered lives try to fix it so it looks straight. Don't they? Don't we? You know, we know we're a mess somewhere and we're leaning, but we want to build it so we look straight. We want people to look at us like we're straight, and so we try to fool people. We try to fool family. We try to fool friends. Try to fool the preacher. You know, we even try to fool ourselves. You know, those people in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, fooled themselves. You know, they said, "Lord, Lord." And they thought they were saved, but they weren't saved. They were just fooling themselves. You see, we can fool people, but we can't fool a storm. You can fool the preacher, or your wife, or your husband, or your children, or your friends, or your boss, but you're not going to fool a storm. When a storm comes, the storm's going to find out what's really there. The storm's going to find out if you're really on the rock of Jesus Christ or if you're on the sand. The storm's going to find out if you're really built, because the storm is going to fool everyone. Every person is going to suffer and go better, or a storm will make you bitter. And it's all determined by what we're built upon. I want to encourage you today. Through a storm, storms are they, or is it, that most have a storm in your marital storm? What that causes you to cause the single storm is it that your life most prominent? Whatever storm that is, foundation. To compare your foundation, the way your life is built, upon the things that Jesus has taught in the Sermon on the Mount. You need to go and you need to find out, what did Jesus say about this particular area of finances or marriage or children or what I'm seeking after? And you go and you make sure that that is included into your foundation. And if it's not, make sure that it gets there. Make sure that you find out what it is that your foundation lacks. And make sure that you get that into your foundation. Because if you don't, another storm's going to come and do more damage next time. So I encourage you today, look at your foundation. The storms that you've gone through, look at those things. What did they do? Why were they here? What did Jesus say about it? Because if you build your house, if you build your life upon the sayings of Jesus Christ, there's no storm that's going to take you out. No storm. No storm. No storm. Storms make us better, not bitter. See, storms bring life, not death. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Storm blows through a forest, and what happens in this forest is what the storm will take out and knock down are dead limbs, shallow-rooted trees, weak trees. And so it takes out that which is unnecessary so that good things can come forth, so that fruit can come forth, so that a life, when it goes through a storm, if we understand the purpose of a storm, it's just going to take away the excess. It's going to reveal to us shallowness of root. We're going to find out through a storm what we really are, who we really are, how strong or how weak we are. We really find out through a storm what we really need to do to shore our lives up and to have a life that will stand upon any storm. You see, storms aren't bad when you understand a storm. Storms are good. When they come upon our lives, and they're coming, then what we need to do is look at the storm and see what is removed. What excesses were in my life that I needed to take away? You see, because if we really understand the storm, we can fix it before it really causes our house to fall. If we'll understand the storm and where it's blowing the hardest on my house, if I really go ahead and fix it now, you see, it's not going to fall later. If I make sure that my foundation is secure, it's going to take it, and it's going to make it through the good times and the worms. See, He has a plan for you and me. He has a destiny for you and me. And it's a destiny of greatness. You're here to change things. You're here to make life good. You're here to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. You're here to touch the lives of people and to minister to people. We're here for good, not for bad. We're here to do good. And so God has a plan for you. And so what He's trying to tell you and me in this particular part of His message, He says, now listen, here's how you're going to fulfill it. Here's how you're really going to make it. You're going to be victorious in life. You see, He doesn't want shallow Christians. He wants deep ones. He wants us to be deep. And in Luke chapter 6 and verse 48, it says this, He is like a man building a house who dug down deep. Would you say deep? Deep, you see, he dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came and the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. See, the Lord doesn't want shallow believers. He wants deep believers. He wants people that dig deep. Now listen, being a deep believer doesn't mean that you come to church every Sunday. Being a deep believer doesn't mean you pay tithes. Being a deep believer doesn't mean you can prophesy or talk in tongues. And I do all of those things. But that doesn't make me deep. See, what makes me deep is that I have built my life upon the sayings of Jesus Christ. And that's the only thing that will make you deep. You can talk in tongues until the cows come home, but that's not going to make you be a deep believer. And that's not going to make you stand up through the storms of life. What makes us stand up through the storms of life and make us deep is that we have taken the things that Jesus taught us in that Sermon on the Mount, and we've applied them to our lives. We've worked them into our foundation. And we've allowed God to use our life to touch others' lives. See, that's what makes us deep. So let me show you some things quickly that make us deep, that show us how to be deep believers. You see, first of all, we've got to live the Beatitudes. He started off the whole thing with living the Beatitudes, not just quoting them or knowing them, but living the Beatitudes. And then being light and salt. He wants us to be light and salt, not just talk about it. He wants us to have a righteousness that exceeds that of religion. He wants us to not just do religion and hear what religion has to say. He wants us to do what He said. He said, you've heard it said of them of old, but I say. He doesn't want us killing people with our tongue and with our anger. He wants us to love people.
He
doesn't want that. He wants us to keep lust out of our hearts. We've got to keep lust out of our hearts. Don't look for reasons to divorce, he said. Be truthful. You know, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Love your enemies. See, these are things that are being deep. Love your enemies. There's no eye for an eye in the kingdom of heaven. There's no lex talionis. There's no you do it to me, I'm going to do it back to you in the kingdom of heaven. You love those who've abused you. Number nine, do acts of righteousness. In other words, don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. It's a left hand, right hand thing. Give money for kingdom causes. Pray. Now, prayer is central. We saw that prayer was dead center in the Sermon on the Mount. See, prayer has got to be central in your life. It's got to be center in your foundation. If you're not praying, you're not going to stand the storms of life. You've got to pray. Prayer is central in the foundation that He's given to us. Forgive, exactly as we want Father to forgive us. Fast, but do it secretly. Store up treasures in heaven. You can't serve God and mammon. Do not be anxious about health. You know, people get all worried about their health and get sicker because they're worried about their health. They get sick because they're worrying about their possessions, or they get sick because they're worrying about the future. Don't do that, he says. You know, seek first the kingdom of heaven, number 16. Do not judge anyone. Say anyone. Anyone. Because I'm going through a storm, don't judge me, because you're going to have that same storm too. Don't hang out with dogs and pigs. People that judge. Be persistent. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Enter through the narrow gate and find your narrow way. God has a way laid out for you. It is your race to run. Find your narrow way. Make certain your preacher is a true preacher. Have an authentic relationship with Jesus. Allow all these things to be the rock on which your life is built. And you will never tilt. You'll never get off center. And your life will never crumble. It'll stand any storm that comes along. It was 4:42 p.m. on Pacific time. It was in the San Juan Valley in California. A little community called Caligna. An 8.2 earthquake hit on the Richter scale and brought havoc to that region. Houses were destroyed. Lives destroyed. They noticed something. Some houses were standing and not even moved by that 8.2 Richter scale earthquake. You see, in just a few moments, lives that had put all their stuff into a home or into a business, it was collapsed. It was over. It was done in just a few moments. But then there was other buildings that were stood still and weren't even damaged. 8.2. That's a big earthquake. That's a big storm. So they began to look. What was the difference? What made this house stand and what made this house fall? They found out that the houses and the buildings that were literally bolted to the foundation, that wouldn't move off of that foundation, stood that 8.2 storm, that 8.2 Richter scale earthquake. The houses that were just built upon the foundation, when that thing came, they slipped and they slid and they fell off. They come off of their foundations and great collapse, great crash happened, crashed and burned. You see, our lives have got to be like that. We've got to be bolted to Jesus. Just knowing Jesus is great. But if you want to stand the 8.2s that are coming, if you want to stand those storms that are going to hit our lives, if you want to stand those things, then you've got to be bolted to Him. You've got to be unmovable. You've got to have a life that will not be moved no matter what comes your way. And you've got to be bolted to Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says this, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory." See, He wants us to be victorious, not victims. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You say, we're to have victorious lives. We're to have conquering lives. We're to have lives that can stake any storm, that's victorious and not victims. So many people, Christians especially, want to be victims. They're the victim of the devil, or they're a victim of their heritage, or they're a victim of this, or they're a victim of that. No, no, no. You are more than a conqueror. I want you to hear me. You are victorious in this life. He came to give you life, not death. He came to give you life, and that more abundantly. You see, that's the plan God has for you, a hope for your future, not for your evil. He's got great things ahead for us and ahead for you. And He doesn't want a little storm knocking you off, or even an 8.2 knocking you off. He wants you to stand and be victorious. And I want to close with this particular thought. You see, at the end of every storm, there's a rainbow. There was for Noah. Pretty bad storm, huh? Deluge. But there was a rainbow at the end of it. I want you to hear me. There's a rainbow at the end of your storm. We've talked about Joseph. You know, Joseph went through all those storms. He was, you know, thrown in the pit and then sold into slavery. But at the rainbow at the end of that storm was he became a mighty man. He became victorious. He became a man over a great wealth of Potiphar's house. He became a guy that, from a guy who lived in a tent and was a shepherd, to a guy who was over a vast wealth and a guy who had a great life. Another storm came. Another storm came along, and Potiphar's wife lied about him and put him in prison. You know the story. It was a bad storm. But there was a rainbow at the end of it. And God took that storm and blew all the stuff off of Joseph that didn't need to be there, and took Joseph and set him over a nation. Gave him great authority, great power. And see, that's what God wants to do with you. Storms in your life give you power and authority. And the thing that I really want to say here is that the storms that Joseph went through took him to his dreams. Didn't stop him. He never stopped. He stayed bolted to the things of God. He stayed bolted to the God that he served all of his life. And what the storms did for him was not stop his dreams, but take him to his dreams. And what storms will do in your life and in my life is not stop our dreams. Hear me, your worst day will become your best day in Jesus Christ. And what will happen to your life and to my life, and we will understand the storms, let the storms take away the bad stuff and take us to the good stuff, we will fulfill our dreams. Come on. Yeah. Amen. I want you to know that. You see, storms are for your good and not for your bad. And if you're bolted to Jesus and you're unmovable, you will be victorious. The storms will make your dreams come true. Not stop them, but bring them and take you to your dreams. That's what they're really for. See, the enemy will use them to destroy you. God will use them to make you. God will take those storms and turn them into your rainbows, to your dreams. Storms make dreams come true. Your worst day can be your best day. And I don't care what you're going through today. I don't care what storm's raging in your life. And with this many people, we know there's some storms going on. But if you'll just hear what God's saying to you then, stay bolted to Him, unmovable, you will be victorious. And you will find your dream. Your dream is out there. Your rainbow is waiting on you. But you've got to get through the storm. You see, God has good things planned for us.